1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Powerful Hurricane Melissa has made landfall in Jamaica.
She's slow and she's wide, so all areas of the island are expected to feel some impact.
As their panic of the Red Cross in Jamaica, Melissa is a Category 5 storm. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
The storm is coming ashore with 185 mile per hour winds. There have been gusts noted over 200 miles per hour, and just above the surface, more towards the top of the mountainous terrain, some gusts over 225 miles per hour.
Tourists like Wayne Todd are hunkered down in Negril.
They've made sure to give us plenty of rations. We get plenty of water and food.
Meteorologist Andrew Kozak says they'll be hunkered down for hours because the storm is such a slow mover.
This is going to be a prolonged issue all day long for the western part of the island.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Over 50 wildfires have happened in Wisconsin this month alone, and the Department of Natural Resources is urging extra caution. Burning brush and leaves are the main cause of wildfires this time of year. Combined with dry weather and gusty winds, we're at elevated risk of fire danger. The DNR recommends avoiding outdoor debris burning until the ground is completely covered in snow. Fires can also be caused by sparks from recreational equipment, campfires, and hot ashes from fireplaces. Officials recommend drowning ashes with water and stir until all the heat and smoke are gone. Gas prices rose 17.8 cents per gallon over the last week. The average across Wisconsin is $2.79. This is still 3.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and almost 8 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say a refinery fire caused the jump in prices in the Midwest. However, relief is likely in the weeks ahead as the situation stabilizes. Looking ahead, the national average could increase to slightly above the $3 per gallon mark due to the possibility of a U.S.-China trade deal. Gas Buddy officials say oil prices could lift on optimism the deal would increase trade and reduce tariffs. They say the national average should slip back below $3 per gallon ahead of Thanksgiving. Prices in central Wisconsin range from $2.67 to $2.81 per gallon. There's a technology fair at the Portage County Aging and Disability Resource Center tomorrow. At 11 a.m. on Wednesday, they'll host a speaker at the Lincoln Center presenting information to help you stay safe while shopping online. You can learn how to avoid scams and keep your personal information safe when buying online. From noon to 2, you can get free tech support and information. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at home tonight against the New York Knicks. Both teams with records of 2-1. The Bucks coming off a loss on the road to Cleveland. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I think it says a lot. The Cavs had the best record last year. They're one of the best teams in the East. Nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is given. They have to prove themselves.
Baseball, game 3 of the World Series lasted 18 innings. The most since the World Series in 2018 when Freddie Freeman hit a home run in the 18th to lead the Dodgers to a win over the Red Sox. Last night, it was Freeman again, this time against the Blue Jays on Fox Sports.
Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero and a Game 3 classic.
The Dodgers winning 6-5. Game 4 is tonight in L.A. The Dodgers up 2-1 with sports on Mike Clemens.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, a mostly cloudy sky on tap for your Tuesday afternoon. East to southeast winds a bit breezy with highs in the mid-50s. Overnight, we keep mostly cloudy skies, still breezy and mid-30s. On Wednesday, mostly sunny and highs in the low to mid-50s. It's 53 at our studios.
Feel the heart in every note as you sway along to the mixture of roots, rock, and Americana music of the Mark Croft Band. Coming to the main stage at the Jensen Community Center in Amherst, November 8th. Purchase your tickets today for $20 at jensencommunitycenter.ticketspice.com/MCB or $25 at the door while supplies last. Don't miss this rare opportunity to enjoy an award-winning musical act at the Jensen Community Theater, November 8th. Reception with appetizer and drinks at 6. Curtain opens at 7.
Hoffman's Tackle is more than your everyday plain Jane tackle shop. Hoffman's is loaded wall-to-wall with fishing gear, apparel, old-fashioned candies, and more provided by local crafters because Hoffman's Tackle Shop prides itself on supporting local. Now Hoffman's Tackle has expanded to include a musky room. Yes, a room full of musky gear. Don't stop at another simple tackle shop again. Drive over to Hoffman's Tackle Shop in Nakusa and find what you need and so much more. Get out on the water ready.
Pat Kreitlow. On Wednesday, State Assembly Representative Angelina Cruz visits our homeroom segment, and we'll talk to Earl Ingram of the What's Going On podcast.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Yeah, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast on this Tuesday, October 28th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody, to the world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison, intersection of State and Fairchild. Great to have you along, Zommers. Voice still a little raspy. I apologize. Continue to, we'll see. Doctor trying to figure out what's going on with the old salivary glands. And I don't know. I had to stop the Claritin because of that. And I think it's also allergies. So I apologize to the listener for being a little raspy. I sound like I've been smoking a pack of cigarettes or something.
Oh, no, not that bad.
Really?
No. But, you know, I think on Friday, instead of eating Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the most popular Halloween candy, Todd's going to be sucking on lemons.
You're right. That's probably what I'll be doing.
Or at least eating sour candy.
By the way, today, October 28th, it was 3 years ago today, that I walked into our humble studios on University Avenue, and Alice Schneiderman said, "I'm not sure we have a desk for you." True story.
We didn't.
And we didn't. And I sat next to Alice, God love her. And that was the beginning. And I was hired, people don't realize this, I was hired at this company to be the administrative assistant for our CEO, Sage Weil, and our then president as well. That was what I was hired for, with the opportunity maybe in 6 months to pitch my own show. And by the end of my first day, I was informed that I was going to be given my own 3-hour program, and it started in 2 weeks. Yep. Honest to goodness, that's a true story. And thus the opportunity arose, and Zommers and I were thrown into the fire together. And it's this is not the anniversary for the show. That's coming up next month.
Right.
But because we have 2 weeks from now. But yeah, it was my first day on October 28th, 2025. And you know what? We've hunkered down and we've survived, Zommers, which is more than I can say for some people.
Yeah, you know, it started off a little bit as the Wild West, but with a strong vision to follow. Yeah. We've been honing in on it. The company has all been honing in on it ever since.
So. Yeah, it's been fantastic. So I always appreciate the opportunity to be with each and every one of you every afternoon. From 2 until 4, coming up in this hour, lots to get to, so don't go anywhere. Tony Evers talking about the implications to a lot of people in Wisconsin who use the Affordable Care Act, in other words, Obamacare, for their insurance. And newsflash, it's not just for, you know, kids in their 20s living with their parents.
It's, as we heard last week from our friend David Umbihan, a cattle farmer in Richland County, it's a lot of farmers who use this as well. And other great people all across the state. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Canada, Ontario last week or over the weekend released a great ad, and Donald Trump is trying to rewrite Ronald Reagan's legacy. We'll explain. What's happening over at CBS? Dangerous to all of us who consume news. The truth is in danger, and already people are leaving with more to come. Important that we keep track of that. So we'll talk about that as well. I want to finish up this thought. We said it right before the break. Really important stuff. I know Pam Yonke, our farm director at Midwest Farm Report, mentioned that Wisconsin pork producers are setting up a mechanism to give away pork to people in this state who are on SNAP benefits. For a long time, they were called food stamps, because that's going to run out after Friday, unless the federal government shutdown is averted or stopped. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. Republicans who control all three branches of government, essentially, will not open government back up. So let's just focus on Wisconsinites. People are going to go hungry if they don't get some help. Pork producers are stepping up. Thank you, Wisconsin pork producers. Also now news, our own Dan Schaefer, political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, giving us this information, particularly for our listeners in Milwaukee on WAUK, Milwaukee Waukesha. Great cooperation between the city of Milwaukee, Milwaukee County, Milwaukee Public School District, the Milwaukee Bucks. How about the Bucks? Also faith leaders, other partners, setting up these food share benefits, it's called a collaboration with Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin, and Nourish Milwaukee. It's a food drive collecting non-perishables food with money donations to support Milwaukee area food pantries. The food drive begins immediately now and will continue until food share benefits are restored. For donation and assistance information, residents can visit the City of Milwaukee Food Drive page or Milwaukee County's Food Assistance page. So if you know anybody in Milwaukee area that needs help, go to the City of Milwaukee's Food Drive page or Milwaukee County's Food Drive Assistance page. Donations will be accepted across both city and county facilities. Going to run these down quickly. Not limited to, but includes Milwaukee City Hall, Milwaukee County Courthouse, Zeidler Municipal Building in Milwaukee, Marsha P. Coggs Health and Human Services Center, Hillview, Fiserv Forum, all Milwaukee Public Schools, all Milwaukee Police Department Districts, all Milwaukee, City of Milwaukee Public Library Branches, and Mason Temple Church on 35th Street in Milwaukee. So more information at City of Milwaukee's Food Drive or Milwaukee County Food Assistance page. One of the great things that make Wisconsin great is we help each other out, and I appreciate that. 13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, time once again for a Wisconsin fun fact.
Oh, Wisconsin.
That's right. Time for a Wisconsin fun fact. On or around. I like how this one's been qualified. Because, it happened a long time ago. We're just being honest with you. We'll say on or about October 28th, 1818. This is true. The governor of Michigan Territories declared the first counties in what would become Wisconsin. They included the county of Brown, the county of Crawford, and the county of Michilimackinac, which is now present-day Mackinac Island in the state of Michigan. Governor Tony Evers intends to retake Mackinac Island by force and rightfully return it to Wisconsin before leaving office in 2027. Now there's some news. Now, wouldn't that be something?
That would. This fact has not been independently verified.
The first part is.
The first part is true.
It's a real fact. We're not sure, but I think Governor Evers could restore some confidence in his leadership.
Maybe he could. And while we're at it, what about the UP?
Right? It's rightfully ours. all right, I want to mention, speaking of Governor Evers on the serious side here, he had a press conference yesterday. By the way, another one today. Apparently, he got the building commission. He used a couple of swear words and he ginned them up. And the building commission is taking its first steps to unanimously approve modernizing Wisconsin's correctional facilities in the state, which is severely needed. So good on Governor Evers and good on the bipartisan building commission for moving forward on that today. But yesterday, the governor put this out, says this is from his own press office. Governor Tony Evers, together with the office of the commissioner of insurance, Commissioner Nathan Hudek, released the 2026 plan year rates for Wisconsin's individual marketplace that show healthcare coverage costs are expected to skyrocket for Wisconsinites if President Donald J. Trump and Republicans in Congress fail to extend the Affordable Care Act enhanced premium tax credits. Based on increased rates approved by the Trump administration for the 2026 plan year, combined with the significant consequences of congressional Republicans failing to extend and the enhanced Affordable Care Act premium tax credits, many Wisconsinites and their families will see their premiums double, with some seniors seeing an increase of over $30,000 per year. Now, I want to be careful here. I'm not going to participate in fear-mongering or scare tactics. What I'm talking about, what the governor is talking about, is those individuals who are currently on or want to try to get on the Affordable Care Act, i.e., also known as Obamacare. Now, could these, if it goes on, could that then affect private health plans in the future? Sure, it could. But we're not talking about that specifically today here with what Governor Evers. And he put this out there. I know you can find it, or I think we can find it at civicmedia.us, I believe. But I'm a big charts and graphs person. So I like the fact that Governor Evers, as part of this, he broke this down for a family of four, a 60-year-old couple, and a 26-year-old individual on using the Affordable Care Act. And as someone, not currently, but as someone who has in the last 5 years, 6 years, when I had my coffee shop, I basically was making almost nothing. And so I was on the Affordable Care Act. In Wisconsin, it's called Badger Care.
Or, well, that's Medicaid.
But it was through the, I don't know. It was because I had my Ford Wisconsin card or whatever.
Yeah, that's Medicaid. So it's slightly different, but related.
But aren't they attached?
It's complicated.
And see, this is why I also went for several years with no health insurance. All right. I'll be honest about that.
Which, not recommended.
Because I couldn't afford it.
Right.
It was either eat or pay my electric bill or have health insurance.
And I
didn't choose health insurance. So I mean, I don't gamble a lot, except the really big things in my life. You know, my health. So I went for a long time with no health care. And I guess maybe that's what it was. I went to apply for Obamacare, but I was making so little that I qualified for Medicaid or whatever.
Right. That's
what it was.
That makes sense.
That's what it was. And so I think my premium was like $170 a month or something like that. I don't know. But here now, this is great, from Governor Evers. And the point that we had David Umbihan, a cattle farmer, on last week, talking about the fact that there are a lot of people that are working their rear ends off to make a living, to help themselves, who use this, the Affordable Care Act, for their health insurance. And what Republican lawmakers want you to believe is that, oh, these are for the lazy people that aren't working, who are sitting on their couch watching soap operas eating Cheetos. It's a very specific example, I understand. But it's not. There's everyday hardworking Wisconsinites that are using the Affordable Care Act, and it's going up soon. Going to talk about that. Also do a what's worse on the other side. You're listening to the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tune in to WFHR on Friday, October 31st from 5 to 8 for a special Halloween broadcast featuring the entire radio station staff. Get ready for trick-or-treating by listening to spooky stories, scary songs, and creepy poems to get you in the mood for a frightfully fun evening. This special is brought to you by Johnson & Sons Jeep, Gary's Coins, Hoffman's Tackle, Elks Lodge 693, El Cafe, Maker's Square, Beaver's Dime Store, Jensen Community Center, Evolution Axe Throwing, and E-Way Sales & Pawn. Listen Halloween night from 5 to 8 if you dare.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here are a list of upcoming events in the central Wisconsin area on Friday, October 31st. The Vesper Volunteer Fire Department is hosting a brat fry from 4 to 7:30 p.m., and the Vesper Recreation Committee will have games and treats from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the community center. The Beer and Fire Department will have trucks at the park from 5 to 7 p.m., and firefighters will hand out candy. Trunk or treat at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, 3 until 6 p.m., with candy and food trucks. Don't forget to wear your costume. Followed by the Heartbeats Dance at the Elks Lodge from 6 p.m. until midnight. Trick or treat at McMillan Library, 4 to 5:30 p.m. Come in costumes, get treats at the service desks, and be sure to stop at the all-purpose room for a treat and to have your picture taken at the photo booth. Wisconsin Rapids Haunted Walkthrough Event at the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department from 3 to 5 p.m. This free, spooky, family-friendly event is open to the community, offering a safe and fun way for kids and families to collect candy. Wishing you a safe and happy Halloween from WFHR and WIRI.
Daylight saving time ends this weekend. Don't forget to set your clocks back 1 hour before you go to bed Saturday night. Fall back and enjoy an extra hour of rest. A message from your local Civic Media radio station.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Civic Media Ready to Work, where we're reliving music for dining on WRCO from my high school. What did you dial up?
Autumn Leaves, as performed by Vince Guaraldi.
Oh, very nice. Autumn Leaves. Yeah, well, see, now that makes more sense. We're going to be talking about leaves in a minute. So, Zomers is always two steps ahead of me. If you listen to that program, that is not foreign news to you. Before we get to Autumn Leaves, though, want to finish this up. Governor Evers having a press conference tomorrow. I think this is smart. Smart of Governor Evers to lay it out there for people. As former Judge Weissman used to say, put it down there where the chickens can get at it. And he has a chart and graph, which I love charts and graphs. Easy for people like me to understand. And it's talking about if Republicans in Washington don't extend the Affordable Care Act, i.e. Obamacare tax credits, what people are paying now on Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, and what they will pay. And people are already seeing this in their mail because they're getting the renewals for, what do you call it? When you got to
renew. Open enrollment.
Thank you. That's it. Open enrollment. See,
honestly,
you're finding out live on the air one of my Achilles heels. I hate paperwork. I hate doing my taxes. I hate signing up for my benefits. I can look at a state or federal budget that's, millions or billions or trillions. I get that. But to do the nuanced stuff of my health care drives me crazy.
I am not a fan of doing it either. And honestly, I've been getting the letter. I'm on the Affordable Care Act currently, and I've been getting some of those letters, and they're sitting in my room because I've been too afraid to open it and see what the prices are going to be.
I think a lot of people are with you, Summers. Really?
But sooner or later, I'm going to have to. So
that's why we need great people like our human resource director, Jacqueline, who, by the way, Jacqueline is still out. She is still working for her alma mater, LSU, trying to find a replacement for Brian Kelly. Hard work down there in Baton Rouge. All right, let's get to this quickly. And you can look this up. It's on civicmedia.us, also Governor Evers' website here. It breaks it down. I want to give you some examples. This is important. For a family of four who are making $130,000 a year on a silver plan, and then it goes county by county. Give a couple examples. For our MDX listeners here in Dane County, you're currently paying $1,026 a month. If Republicans don't extend this tax credit, it'll go up to $2,073, an increase of $1,047 a month, or $12,500 and change per year. Those listening on WCFW, the TAP in Eau Claire, for a family of four on the Affordable Care Act on the Silver Plan living in Eau Claire, you're currently paying $704 a month. If Republicans don't extend the tax credit, that will go up to $2,703.
Jeez.
A difference of $2,000 or $23,000 a year. In La Crosse, WLCX territory, same family of four on a silver plan, is currently paying $887 a month. That goes up to $2,350 a month, or $17,000 and change a year. For a 60-year-old couple, retired, 60-year-old couple bringing in $85,000 a year in Social Security and retirement on a silver plan, if you're living in Dane County, you're currently paying $727 a month. If Republicans don't extend these tax credits, that will go to $2,380 a month, or $19,000 and change, almost $20,000 a year. If you live in Waukesha, WAUK, you're currently paying $761 a month. That goes up to $2,443 a month, or $20,000 a year. That's for a 60-year-old couple. And for you youngins out there, Zomer's age, 26-year-old, making $48,000 a year, Zomer says, I wish, on a silver plan, living in Dane County, you're currently paying $281 a month. That doubles to $408 a month. If you're in Eau Claire, it's going to go from $219 a month to $386. If you're in Waukesha, from $287 to $398 a month. So nobody's being spared. And I think that Governor Evers putting this out now is it's scary, like you say, Zomers. Because look at those, particularly for you know, people, a family or a couple. But look, I've been in your position. For a 26-year-old that might have their own apartment, having to come up with another $167 a month, that's your heat bill and maybe what, your gas bill or something?
Yeah, with rent prices in Dane County right now.
And people living paycheck to paycheck. Think of a family of four.
Those are crazy.
Having to come up with another $2,000 a month. It's undoable.
Yeah.
So I'm just putting it out there. Now is the time to call your federal elected official, your congressperson, your U.S. senator, and say, get off the schneid. Wake up. Stop this ridiculous partisan bickering and extend these tax credits and get the government back open. Because otherwise, there's going to be a lot of pain coming our way in the state of Wisconsin. And as John, I used this line this morning on Jane Matt Nair's show. And the late, great John McCain used to say, just remember, boy, everything looks darkest just before it goes pitch black.
So a twist on the common phrase.
So, I mean, this ain't good. And the remarkable thing is, the people in Congress have known this was coming. They knew it was coming. And yet, let it happen. Well, we need a little Vince Guaraldi right now. A little calmer music. We'll come back with a what's worse regarding leaves here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. And news ahead as well. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
We're hearing across all sectors of agriculture is that having a reliable workforce remains a number one challenge today. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Along with you on a Tuesday, Karen Geffert joins us. She's the Chief Policy Officer for Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative and Voice of Milk. She says it's an issue their organization is deeply engaged in.
The rural workforce labor issue is a huge issue. Anytime I talk to dairy farmers, what we hear is labor. They need a reliable, safe workforce. And that's something that we from the dairy industry have been advocating for 40 years. The current labor force, immigration, visa system just doesn't work for dairy. And what we're hearing is our dairy farmers need an entry-level workforce. The only program that really exists that can address that is the H-2A program. And unfortunately, dairy is specifically prohibited from using that program, and it's seasonal.
Last session in Congress, the House Agriculture Committee created an Ag Labor Working Group. They wrote out everything agriculture needs from a labor standpoint, and in their report, they approved 15 provisions to move forward for consideration. Karen Geffert says she takes this enthusiasm to get something done as a good sign. We'll take a look at closing markets after this. From mealtime to snack time, pork has got you covered. Toss chops, rice, veggies, and seasonings in one pan for a weeknight flavor that gets everyone excited. Or add Italian sausage to soup for instant comfort food vibes. It's flavors worth sharing around the table because when pork's involved, every meal becomes the main event. For more crowd-pleasing recipes, visit tastewhatporkcando.com. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Pig Farmers and the Pork Checkoff.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
From Chicago, grain markets have closed higher. December new crop corn up 3.25 cents at 432 a bushel. November new crop soybeans up 11 cents at 1078 and a quarter. Cash wheat is up 3 cents at 529 a bushel. And July 2026 new crop wheat is up 4.75 cents, closing at 569 and a quarter. Class 3 milk contracts are moving in the other direction with November milk down a nickel at 1784 a hundredweight and December milk down 24 cents at 1712. Despite Class 3 milk contracts moving lower, the 40-pound block cheese closed up 2.25 cents at $1.82 and a quarter. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
From Wisconsin Rapids City Hall to Madison, stay informed with Civic Media's Radio Network's news team, right here on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, a mostly cloudy sky on tap for your Tuesday afternoon. East to southeast winds a bit breezy with highs in the mid-50s. Overnight, we keep mostly cloudy skies, still breezy in mid-30s. On Wednesday, mostly sunny and highs in the low to mid-50s. It's 53 at our studios.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrics, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney!
It's on!
And save! Badgers win the shootout!
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn! Badgers finish Michigan!
Badger Hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I talk with Chicago attorney Robert Held, who is among the protesters who were detained for protesting outside the ICE facility in Broadview. We discuss his 8 hours in custody.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Crawley, Summers, Dolly Moore, that up. A little autumn leaves for you.
Is that this more? One is the Great Pumpkin Waltz. Oh, maybe a couple of days early.
Yes. That's good. Welcome back to Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Summers on the board. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Tuesday, October 28th. It's Halloween time. Great Pumpkin. Where does that rate with your all-time Peanuts television shows, Summers?
I don't know. I mean, it's probably like certainly top five, I think. I don't know. Yeah. I'd really have to think about it and like write down a list of which ones there are, because there's more than one might think.
There are. I think for me at the top, I got to put a Charlie Brown Christmas.
I think it has to be.
Probably my, but I bet you, I think the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown for me is probably second.
Probably.
There was a Thanksgiving one that doesn't get shown anymore, or rarely, unless you have it on DVD.
I do like that one. We have it on DVD.
That's a pretty good one. Peppermint Patty and Marcy.
Yep.
Doing their popcorn Thanksgiving. That's pretty good. There's a Charlie Brown Easter, the Easter Beagle.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. What's the one called for Valentine's Day? That's also pretty good.
I don't remember what it's called, but
Be
I know
My Valentine, Charlie Brown, or something like that.
I think so. There was one that they made when I was little, that so way newer than the other ones, where Linus lost his blanket, and they had to go and try and find it.
Oh, yeah, I vaguely remember
I don't remember
that.
If it was good or not.
Yeah, this is a newer one. Anyway, Charlie Brown trivia here. All right, very good. Let's do this. Let's get into it. 36 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that. This or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can go with this. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize. Money involved is your chance to have your voice heard in all 10 news talk sports stations across the state of Wisconsin and the Civic Media Radio Network. Timely indeed. Leaves are falling off the trees right now. Category today, raking leaves or cleaning gutters? What's worse, raking leaves or cleaning gutters? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Raking leaves or cleaning gutters? What's worse? You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today at your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store. In your search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Cute little CM logo. It takes less than a minute. It's free, the Civic Media app. You can also text us at YouTube, Facebook, and what used to be Twitter, X, Twix, whatever you want to call it. What's worse, raking leaves or cleaning gutters? This is a personal one for me, because the card, the photos, for those watching on the stream, you have a guy raking leaves into a big, like, trash bag and using a tarp to kind of put the leaves in the tarp and then move them around. I've done that before. And then you've got a guy who looks like he's in work clothes with a hard hat on and a ladder propped properly up against the gutter, cleaning out a gutter, right? Now, when I was a kid, I would help my grandpa and grandma Wallace clean out they had their house, and right next to it, they had a three-story rental property. It's an old home that, before they bought it, had been unfortunately divided up into five different apartments. Big house with a kind of a mostly flat roof, three-story. And my grandpa was deathly afraid of heights. And so, this is true. It can be told now. He would, and I was probably all of like, when he started doing this, like maybe 12. And he would tie a rope around my waist And then he put the rope around the chimney in the middle of the building and had me go out, crawl out onto the edge of the building to get the leaves out of the gutters every fall.
You know, that's creative.
And my grandma would say, Warren, what are you doing? Well, it has to be done. See, my sister checking in, Heather, CFW, the Capitol Claire, says cleaning gutters is the worst. Remember when Grandpa tied ropes around our waist and had us help him clean the gutters on the apartment building? What a story. Yeah. See?
It's the same thought.
She was typing at the same time. It scarred our memories.
That would.
But see, this is the advantage of having grandchildren. And you had more than one, so they're expendable. You lose one, cleaned out the gutters.
Right, yeah.
You still got four more. You're fine with that.
Yeah. I mean, I cleaned out my grandma's gutters. Sure. She had a house kind of in the woods a little bit. Mm-hmm. It eventually got cleared out. They made more houses there. But she had not cleaned her gutters in many years. And there weren't covers over them or anything.
Oh, yeah.
So it took forever. It was nasty.
Oh, yeah.
And then we put covers on after that.
They do get nasty. You got to use the rubber gloves.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise,
they were basically just solid mud.
Now, when I was in high school, not on the apartment building, but I think on their house, we got those plastic things you have to cut. And I remember listening to Packers games and being out there on a ladder and putting the covers over the gutters of the house on good old East Hazeltine Street. In Richland Center. What's worse, raking leaves or cleaning gutters? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. On YouTube, PJ says, cleaning gutters is worse because the risk of falling off the ladder. I installed gutter guards on my garage and it helps.
They really do.
Yeah, absolutely. Off of the... What are we trying to say? The app. How about that, Todd? Off the Civic Media app, Greg in beautiful Genesee Depot, listening on WAUK, says cleaning gutters is certainly worse. Len, listening in. Oh, that was something else. He was weighing in on earlier on the Affordable Care Act. We'll read it anyway. Len in Madison MDX says, tax the rich and corporations. Whoops, it slipped down there. Sorry about that. Tax the rich and corporations, eliminate the tax loopholes, go to a universal health care system that controls what health care costs. Well, don't disagree, Len, but first, I would just like to see the tax credits for the ACA extended first. You know, let's get that done first. Kurt and Madison on what's worse, raking leaves or cleaning gutters. One has a much bigger, a much higher possibility of killing you. Over the other.
Yeah, and it's the one where you're roped off to a chimney.
Heather Wayne back in Eau Claire said, shocked that no one ever fell off the roof, but thankful. I thought it was a fun game. Not the cleaning part, but being on the roof was fun. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When you're a kid, going on the roof is like, I get to go on the roof.
Oh, exactly. You had to go up through one of the apartments, then into the attic we called it the brick house because it was a brick house. And so you go to the brick and the attic, and then you got to go up on, and it was one of those kind of, it wasn't, I guess it was a tar roof, but like you put the black paper and then it has to be covered tar, that type of thing. So, Len, checking back into Madison on AUK, pardon me, on WMDX. It's probably a good thing I'm having my head examined soon, Somers. Len on MDX in Madison says, having grown up on a farm, cleaning the gutters is worse, right? Because, like, well, I guess it's not just particularly, because my other set of grandparents, the Allball side, they had a farm. And I don't know that they actually had, they might have had one set of gutters on the side of the patio. I don't think the rest of the house had gutters on it that I remember. But my grandparents, Grandpa Graham Wallace in Richland Center, they had these beautiful maple trees all around the house. And it was gorgeous. And we'd rake those leaves and we'd jump into the huge pile. And for Halloween, we'd use them to decorate the front yard anyway. But it clogged up the gutters like you would believe.
You get the seed helicopters all over.
Those great big orange maple leaves. Beautiful on the trees, but not so much when they're in a gutter. What's worse, raking leaves or cleaning gutters? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Somers, any feelings on this?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with cleaning gutters being worse, because as people are saying, it's more dangerous, even though as a kid, it just seems fun.
Right. What's that big company that advertises all the time on TV? Is it Leaf Guard? Is that what
something
it's
like
called?
That.
You know, we should have this guy on the show. The guy that you see him advertise, I think he advertises Leaf Guard. He advertises Mad City Windows. And he says, call right now. You get a $50 card to whatever, dining just for calling in. Call right now. The first 50 people will receive a gift card. Call now. His voice is really smooth, and he hasn't aged in years, but he does all these different, you know, products. I think Leaf Guard is one of them.
What if we do it the other way around and have you audition to be the voice for a lot of those commercials?
No, I don't have the voice for it. He has a very smooth, he could have been a game show host in the 50s, that guy. I would love to have him on. Anyway, mom and my stepmother, Mary, or mom. I you know what I need, Summers? I need a vacation to Jamaica. No, not to Jamaica. That'd be a bad place to take a vacation right now. I need to sit in the sun. My mind isn't working. My dad and my stepmom, they put on the Leaf Guard 2-3 years ago, and they love it. They said it works. Like the rain, the water comes in, but no leaves in the gutter.
I don't know if it was that brand, but that's what we did with my grandma's gutters. And cleaning them after that was a very quick process the subsequent years.
Kurt in Madison on WMDX says, on the other hand, if you don't know you have heart disease, I guess you could die of a heart attack from raking your lawn.
That's
well,
true.
Isn't that a pleasant thought, Kurt, on Halloween week? Dave in New Berlin, listening in, says cleaning gutters is worse. If you're day drinking, you could fall the blankety blank down.
He's right.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you know, when I was like 14 and cleaning my grandma's gutters, I can tell you I was not day drinking.
No.
Or in any other capacity.
Do we have time for that's how we play What's Worse. We'll have another one tomorrow for you. Do we have time for the Clemens Rogers story right now? No, we do not, Summer says. He didn't even have to look. No, Todd, we do not. We'll play that for you on the other side, because I think that's very, very important. We're going to touch on this. I'm not sure whether we're going to get to the whole thing again today or not, but just because I promote it. 60 Minutes, a former 60 Minutes producer, Bill Owens, says bosses discouraged him from covering Gaza and Trump. The former executive producer of 60 Minutes, Bill Owens, and by the way, this is from TheGuardian.com. Owens says he faced intense internal pressure from his corporate bosses to avoid certain stories that had the potential to generate backlash for parent company Paramount. In his first public remarks since his sudden resignation in April. In January, 60 Minutes ran a segment featuring former State Department employees who had quit over how Joe Biden's administration handled the war in Gaza. The segment drew backlash from pro-Israel organizations and unnerved Paramount's controlling shareholder, Sherry Redstone, a strong supporter of Israel. Quote, she didn't like the story, unquote. Owens told an audience at Colby College in Maine last Friday evening, where he accepted an award given for courage in journalism. Afterwards, Owens said he was basically told, quote, well, you're not going to do another Gaza story, are you, unquote. While Redstone didn't call him directly, quote, that message was relayed to me by people with authority over me, unquote. He goes on in this story to tell how basically he quit 60 Minutes to set off a metaphorical bomb to warn people what was coming at CBS if they didn't act. And of course, the merger with Skydance went through. And now you've got Barry Weiss, who has been brought over from the Free Press, who is making her name known as the editor-in-chief of CBS News. Who is she courting to bring into CBS News? We're going to come back and talk a little bit about that. And also play this great cut for our own Mike Clemens and Aaron Rodgers. A great story as well. Stay tuned. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you.
Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with AutoPay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without auto pay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
The coins we carry every day hold so much history. Have you ever wondered if they were worth more than face value? Gary's Coins and Stamps in Wisconsin Rapids is here for you with years of experience. The team can help you to discover the worth, help you find other treasure, or buy your unneeded coins, gold, and silver. Gary's Coins and Stamps, downtown Wisconsin Rapids, wants to wish everyone a frighteningly good time this Halloween.
We were in the bottom 10 states for creating jobs and for entrepreneurial activity.
Is Representative Tom Tiffany right? Does Wisconsin rank among the bottom 10 states in job creation and entrepreneurship? Yes, although not in every business climate ranking. National Business Capital, a business lender, ranked Wisconsin 42nd for starting a business. Well, Simplify LLC, a publication serving startups, ranked it 43rd. But Wallet Hub and U.S. News ranked Wisconsin's business climate in the mid-30s. And CNBC and a poll of CEOs both ranked it 21st. From 2018 to 2025, Wisconsin added 63,300 jobs, ranking 40th nationally, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Time now is 8 minutes before the hour, 4 o'clock, top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A check of weather, the great Mike Clemens in with sports update, and an addition, another edition of the great Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6, followed by a fantastic edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabinator. Stay tuned for that. Always great programming. All right, last to get to here, let's start with this, because we said this before the break. I want to continue to follow up on this, because I know it's kind of insider media stuff, which I love, but it's going to have very real implications on how we get our news and what's being given to us as the truth. This from the Daily Beast. CNN's MAGA panelist Scott Jennings is reportedly flirting with a move to CBS News, where new editor-in-chief Barry Weiss has set out to rebrand the network in a Trump world sheen. Weiss's vision for a CBS News makeover started to take form last week after Status reported that she had approached Fox News host Bret Baier about becoming the new CBS Evening News anchor. Now Semaphore reports that Weiss, 41, spoke with Jennings, 48, at CBS's world headquarters in New York. The news comes after longtime CBS Evening News co-host John Dickerson yesterday announced his exit from the network at year's end. Dickerson, 57, is CBS's first high-profile departure since its parent company merged, Paramount merged with David Ellison's Skydance in August. The Trump-friendly billionaire quickly installed Weiss, a conservative political commentator, as the head of CBS News. And of all the people on network and cable news, Scott Jennings, to me, is the most, it's like nails on a chalkboard. I can't stand him. If that's the direction that Barry Weiss is taking CBS News, count me out. Out of Africa, out of the kingdom, I wouldn't hang about.
Which, for Todd, if you don't know, counting out of CBS means a lot.
Means a lot. And now there's reports today, we don't have time to get into it, that NBC Universal, who is looking at a merger with CNN, is thinking about bringing in Charlie Kirk's widow to run NBC News.
Which, wow, I think she's like a gymnast or something, right? Not a journalist.
My point is, we're living in dangerous times on all different fronts. But if you start handing over, I mean, CBS already has, to Barry Weiss, and you're seeing respected people like John Dickerson bailing ship already, this thing is, CBS News is going to be a thing of the, I mean, what used to be CBS News. Anyway, we'll stay on top of that. Do we have time for the Rogers thing?
Or we do. Also, quick correction, not a gymnast, but she was in Miss Arizona and Miss USA.
All right. Mike Clemens, the great Mike Clemens, sat down with Aaron Rodgers before the Sunday night game, which the Packers won 35-25. Here is that great interview.
Hi, Aaron. Hi, how are you doing? Oh, I was listening to your comments yesterday and the good times you had in Green Bay, and all I could think of was that here you are, the MVP. It's like 21, and you're in the back of a red pickup truck with your teammates crossing Oneida, holding up a case of beer. And I retweeted that. It got over a million hits of all the things you've accomplished.
Oh, well, congrats for that.
I mean, what was happening that day? And talk about some of those times that maybe weren't so public.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember exactly whose vehicle that was, but there was like a bunch of cases of beer in the back. So, you know, you guys would always take that walk back, and whether I was riding in the back of a truck or riding on that silly golf cart that D-Bog gave me, we were always messing around, having a good time. Those are some of the most fun. I mean, going way back, we had a crazy crew. I mean, some of the shenanigans and pranks that me and Brett Goode pulled on some of the rookies over at St. Norbert's, that the constant battle between Flynn and Graham, Harrell and TJ Lang and Josh Sitton, what they would do on the road, it got so crazy. Some of the pranks they were pulling that Mike at one point said, you know, cut that shit out, no more of that stuff, because they were doing some wild stuff. But it's that stuff that I remember, the plane flights. You know, there was a time back then, we used to fly on a plane at 8 first class seats, and that was like, you know, Ted and, you know, Bob Harlan into Mark and the brass and a couple of coaches, and all of us were in the 3x3 seats in the back. And we had this thing for a while where people just start throwing pillows and blankets at each other, like when the plane was landing, guys that were sleeping, you know, if you were sleeping. Larry McCarron can probably attest to this, because he was always sitting like in a row in front of me, and there'd be guys like flinging the wrapped up blankets and rolling them up in the pillows at people and waking, you know, there's always like, you know, some of the media was in front of us and you know, PR and community relations, they'd all be on the same plane, and they were catching strays on the plane sometimes. So, you know, those things are great. It's like, you know, it was such a tight-knit group for so long there. You know, I outlasted most of them, but it's fun. You know, that's why I feel so good about my time there, because damn near everything great in my life is because of, you know, my football career. My football career starts and will end one day with Green Bay. So I got a lot of love for all those memories and a lot of great friends that I still carry with me to this day.
Aaron Rodgers, former quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, now with the Steelers. Great interview there by our sports reporter, Mike Clemens, asking the cool questions. I remember when Clemens tweeted that out with Rodgers in the back of that pickup, but it went viral.
It
went
did.
National. And so look, whatever we think about Aaron Rodgers leaving the organization, I think he showed a lot of class this last week in how he treated the fans of Green Bay and the organization. And like Brett Favre, he'll be one day welcome back in when he goes into the NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame. Great job, Mike Clemens. Really appreciate that. Great job to Zomers. Thank you, all of you, for listening. Ray, by the way, is on the cleaning out his gutters. He says, I have to clean up my grandma's gutters every year. Always hated it until I figured out I could use a cordless leaf blower. And now it only takes me 10 minutes. So hey, there's a hack for you. Thanks, Ray. I appreciate that. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. We'll have Trigvi Olsen and Pat Kreitlow here tomorrow. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Todd Allball said, have a great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow. Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Hurricane Melissa made landfall in southwestern Jamaica today, one of the most intense ever. It's now a powerful Category 4 storm, with winds down to 150 miles per hour. Meteorologist Scott Padgett.
Since it's such a slow mover, that's the problem that we're looking at with the intense winds. At one point, we were talking about winds gusting up to more than 200 miles per hour. Last check, that's one of the highest wind gusts ever recorded for a hurricane as well.
CBS's Rob Marcia.
We'll continue to see rainfall rates 3, 4, 5 inches an hour. So an additional 12 to 15 inches of rainfall is expected. So more in the way of flooding, especially in the mountainous areas.
Kingston Mayor Andrew Swaby.
My concern would have been some of the lowland areas where the housing start. Those are the ones that I'm a little bit worried about, and the infrastructure in general.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.